Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
I hit record. I did it. It's happening.
It's happening.
Okay, welcome everybody to Natchview. I have a big announcement. The Zoom where it happens is done. The Zoom where it happens is can't come to the phone right now. Okay.
She's busy.
She is gone. I'll be honest.
She's
fled.
Dead.
She left. She died. She's moved on with her life because now we are in
the room where it happens.
Yes, honey. For the first time in a very long time, I have a live human being in front of me.
It's me.
We are in my studio, and that's in quotes.
Yep.
This is my dirty office.
It's really not dirty, you guys. There's like one pile of stuff in boxes.
Well,
it's very organized otherwise, and there's nothing in here.
Well, what you don't know is that there was a big pile of jojoba oil all over the floor, and I forgot it was there. It was there for days and days. I was like, what's the point of cleaning up? No one's ever in here. I wiped it, so if you see sort of a gleam on the floor near your feet, that's the jojoba oil.
Okay.
And if Ben was here, he would say jojoba oil, because I texted him to get me jojoba oil, and he called me from CVS and was going, where's the jojoba oil? And I didn't correct him because I found that very funny. But that's neither here nor there. Caroline, welcome to my home. Welcome to Natchview.
I'm so excited to be here. It's so fun to be in someone else's house. I have not been inside someone else's house in a very long time.
Well, you look absolutely stunning.
Thank you. I tried.
To be honest, you and I have only seen each other in person once.
Yeah, that's
even
true.
Even though we've hung out on the Zoom where it happens
that's
so
true.
Many
you
hours.
Came over with the dog and we hung out on my deck.
That's right. And we were pretty far apart from
we
each other.
We were really far apart.
But your skin is gorgeous. Your hair.
Thank you so
I mean,
much.
You look so cute.
Thank you. I'm trying. I'm making my way back into the world.
I have a denim onesie that I could have worn.
I'm obsessed with this.
Where's it from?
This is Universal Standard.
Oh, I keep seeing in your Facebook group. Do I need to get on this train?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
They do. So the best thing about Universal Standard is that it is like so inclusive. It's like 4XX to size 40.
Nice.
And also everything is true to size. So
oh,
like
nice.
They actually sent me this jumpsuit and they were like, what size do you want
it's
in? And
perfect.
I sized up and they were like, we're going to size down for you. So they know me better than I know
it literally
me.
Was made for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. What if I copy you? Are you
I would love
upset?
That. No,
okay.
I would love it.
Because we could take a cute pic or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Okay.
We can do like a dance.
And my sister loves to embroider. She's got one of those like fancy machines, you know?
Oh, cool.
She could like put Natch Beauty. Slut or something what, on my jacket.
If I paid her and sent her this, would she do
so
something for me?
So many people do that.
Okay.
Because my denim jacket has my name on it. So many of my friends have sent their jackets to her.
Okay.
She'll I do it for free. You just have to pay for the shipping.
No, I'll pay forever. I'll pay for yeah. the labor. I love that. I have a big denim jacket collection, and part of me is always like, well, one day I'll send it out to get painted or embroidered.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
She can do all kinds of shit, too. Pick your font, pick your color.
Oh, amazing.
We can do a graphic.
Oh, I love her.
You know, she's like really momming it out.
I like that.
The mom skills are strong.
Is she a mom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Two kids, running a business. She's got
her
life together. She curls her hair every day. I mean, she's got it going on.
That's Southern.
It's Southern.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm going to shove my kids off to a nanny and go shop, you know? I'm going to be a little different. Anyway, Caroline, I know you're probably thinking, where's the palettes, right? What palettes
yeah,
are we
what palettes are we bringing? I'm just, honestly, I wasn't even thinking that because I'm just, like, my sensory overload
yes.
of just not being in my house.
That's right. You're in my house
oh,
now,
I'm in
hunting.
Your house.
Yes. Guess what? We're not going to be talking about palettes today.
Oh my God, a bait and switch.
That's right.
You got me all the way over here. We're not talking
no
about palettes.
Palettes.
Oh, all right.
We're actually instead going to discuss palette fatigue.
Okay.
Okay, so I recently did a Clubhouse talk with Tyla Abbott, who's been on Natchview a bunch. She's the founder of Aether Beauty. There weren't that many people in it. I've decided I'm done. I tried to do Clubhouse. It ain't hitting for me.
I think a lot of people are trying it. And I honestly deleted the app.
Yeah.
So many notifications.
I know. Too much.
No, thank you.
I just feel like it favors the independently wealthy and the unemployed.
Yeah.
Two of which, unfortunately, I'm not. So it's just you have to be on it all the time in order to get a following. And it's not popping for me. And, you know, I get paid to talk on Natchview to a few thousand people.
Right.
Why not do that instead of taking time out of my day for free and talking
yeah.
to four people?
I feel that.
You know, so I'm done with it. But in this room where we were talking, she was talking about palate fatigue. And she dropped me some interesting stats.
Okay.
Guess what the return rate is on palettes? Meaning you purchase a palette twice.
What do you mean you purchase a palette twice?
So, you know, like you have products
oh,
that
like
you
love, come back and you do
and
it again.
You rebuy
okay.
them.
Not yes. people who return the palette.
Exactly. This is people who buy the same palette twice.
The same palette twice.
What is the percentage of the return rate?
20%.
Lower.
10%.
Lower.
5.
Lower.
2.
2%.
No.
And it makes perfect sense. Have you ever bought a palette twice?
No.
I haven't.
No, and that's why I was like, well, I definitely haven't. But there are people out. But like people who are like long-term loyalists don't.
Well, they're part of the 2% because there's too many fucking palettes.
Sure.
And also, I just want to say that, you know how everybody's really coming down on fast fashion?
Mm-hmm.
It's called fast beauty.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's putting out, I'm not going to say shitty, but it's putting out cheaper
yeah.
palettes to in order to always have a launch, always have something out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's creating this, I must have it. And then, of course, over consuming and
yep.
then they're wasted and yep. they're thrown out. So she was saying slow fashion is the new trend. We're all kind of being more mindful of
yes.
our purchases. So now I'm going to be slow fashion with the palettes.
You're going to do
slow beauty.
I think that's smart.
And I was like, oh, how interesting. I mean, I want to know, anyone out there, if you have ever repurchased a palette, tell us what it is.
I'm trying to think if I have. I mean, like a palette, not like a NARS combination
right.
blush and bronzer.
No. I'm talking like an eyeshadow palette.
No.
I would argue maybe Modern Renaissance Anastasia, like one of those major like
yeah.
staple palettes that really hit the beginning of the palette
Do
craze.
They know if the 2% is like makeup artists or like people who like, because how long would it take you to get through a palette? Years.
I mean, never.
You would never
and
get
then,
through a palette.
And then what if you use up like 2 or 3 shades? You're going to go rebuy the whole damn thing again? That doesn't make sense. I just think I have yet to find the perfect palette. I find myself always having to use at least 2. Like
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like
yeah.
I need a bone white. I need a khaki. I need a deep brown.
Do any like brands offer like an a la carte palette situation where you like pick your pans and they
yeah.
go into a thing?
Yeah, I know they do.
So why don't people just do that more?
Because it's not as fun and that's not marketed to us.
I guess so.
That's not marketed to us. Have any of these palettes I've shown you been like, "Hey, by the way, if you can restock your one shade, you can restock cervical cancer."
No. Restock depression.
Yeah.
Restock suicide. No, I was thinking of the Blockbuster palette. No. Restock on that blue.
Yeah.
No, I guess you're right. I mean, palettes to me, though, feel so, like, and you know me, I'm not a makeup, like, you know more than
yeah.
I do. And I have my, like, tried and true makeup products. But for palettes, it always feels like either makeup artists are using it or, like, 10-year-olds.
Right.
Like, I just don't know any 20-year-olds
Nothing
who are,
in
like,
between.
Because if you are, like, not experimenting on makeup looks for like a living, then you don't need like 37 eyeshadow colors. You're gonna use like 3 of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's why
I want the everyday palette. That's
right.
like the perfect palette, has everything I need.
But wouldn't you just make your own? But you want like someone to actually just create it for
I mean,
you.
Yeah, don't it, come
okay.
on.
Jackie doesn't want to do the work,
one.
Is what she's
of
saying.
Of course
I get
not.
It. Okay,
I'm a
I get
lazy
that.
Person trying to do good, as we all are.
I get it, I get
that's
it.
That's my whole demographic.
Yes.
Anyway, I thought that was really fascinating.
2%.
2% return rate.
I guess that's not surprising to me, but I did say 20%, so that's not really where
well,
my
even
mind
20
was.
Is low, but 2, and this is coming from someone who used to be the head of purchasing at Sephora / a trend forecaster, which
yeah.
is a whole other interesting conversation. Basically, do you remember that scene in Devil Wears Prada? Of course you do.
Yeah.
Where she talks about the cerulean sweater.
Obviously.
Right.
From
so,
a pile of stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That is how they decide what the palettes are going to have a year and a half in advance.
Of course.
These fancy people stand in a room and they're like, you know what's going to be big? Mauve.
But do we still think that is, and like Pantone color of the year and,
yes.
and everything. But like, I don't know. I look at like the TikTok generation and I'm like, I don't know that trend forecasting out a year and a half
right.
is.
Well, there's just so much now.
There's so much and there's just so much access that like all we had when we were teens. For like the marketing groups that were like, okay, here's this demographic. Like we had magazines
yeah.
and like whatever was on TV commercials.
Right.
But like kids, I feel like you could find an audience for anything you're creating.
Yes. Those damn kids.
Those
man.
Damn kids.
They don't know how lucky they got it.
Yeah, they really do.
Well, for the rest of this episode, I'm going to do a show and tell for you.
Okay.
I'm going to show you products that I recently purchased that I really like.
Okay.
And products that I hate.
Okay, I'm ready.
And I thought that might be fine.
I like that.
Because you know what? Today we're not talking about palates because there's palate fatigue. Because
we have palate fatigue.
We have palate fatigue, and I thought that was interesting.
I did too.
I definitely have felt palate fatigue. I show them to you for like novel purposes, but yeah, we don't want them.
I mean, well, the thing about palate fatigue is that we just had a year of like the slate around. Is clean.
Yes.
Like I'm coming to your house, like I... For, so everyone knows, I showered.
Yeah.
I have real clothes on. Yeah. I put makeup on, and I did my hair.
You look like you got a blowout. I look like, came straight to me. Your hair looks so good.
I did this myself.
Oh my gosh.
But at the same time, I'm like definitely taking inventory of what I have because I'm not on autopilot anymore.
Right.
Like I'm like, okay, well, what am I gonna, you know?
Yeah.
And I've actually bought. Did I tell you I bought all of those Danessa Myricks?
Yeah. You had told me they were in the cart.
Oh, well, yeah. I bought them.
Okay.
I should have brought some over. Maybe next time I'll do that.
Well, you do a show until next time.
I will definitely do that. I want to show you those because I feel like you could make a palette for yourself with her. With her. She's got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait.
So anyway, I have fatigue in general. So please show me your show and tell.
Okay. So
right,
what am I going to start with? I don't know if you've ever smelled the Nashville Lolly oil, so I wanted you to try it.
No, I haven't.
So I did, and again, we're in my janky ass office, so
Caroline, I didn't know you did a collab.
I know, well, it's been a while, but now, excitingly enough, that's for sale at Ulta.
No way.
Yeah, online, I didn't get shelf space. Lolly has a little bit of shelf space, but the natural oil is available online.
Pink plum elixir.
So I say this to all the honeys who love this product. Please go on Ulta.com and write a review and tell everybody how good it is because I want people to buy it on Ulta.
This is so great.
Yeah. Do you like the smell?
I really do. Yeah, how did this happen?
Honey.
If your honeys know, you don't have to tell me, but I would love you to tell me.
Well, I had the founder Tina on Attribute and we just vibed and I really like what she's doing and we did our product collab and that was the hit product.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Look at you, so cool.
And I wanted you to smell it.
It smells really good. Really good.
It's a fabulous oil. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can put it on your finger, your nail beds, your hair, your face.
It on?
I've been doing it at night on my whole face, my lips, my eyebrow, you know.
You're just bathing in the stuff.
I try. It's just, it's so yummy.
I love that.
It's at Ulta now. And that's exciting.
That is really exciting.
And we need reviews. It's pathetic right now. So again, honeys that have purchased it before, please go on your Ulta account and write a review. I know our reviews are annoying, but like.
It's also a free way to, I don't know, like help.
Yes.
Help. So if G-Thinks listeners are listening too, please go do that.
Yeah, why not? Well, only if they've tried it. I don't want you to make up a fake review. We were trying to be honest here.
Well, go try it and then write a review.
Yes, perfect. Okay, this is another oil, but this is a different kind.
Okay.
We were just speaking about aether.
That looks very, like, glowy. Honey.
Do you like glitter?
I do.
I
have limits.
I think this might be exciting for you.
Okay,
Just a drop of it on your hand.
Okay.
The Desert Moon Illuminating Oil. This is Aether's newest product.
Can I put my mic down?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to... I don't want it to make noise. Okay, my vagina.
Caroline's putting her mic down. And she's trying the product.
Okay.
Just a little drop on her hand. This stuff I've been putting all over my face in my foundation. And it creates just this beautiful filter.
Oh, yeah.
It's really lovely.
It's a very... dewy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just bought, because I'll buy this next. I like this a lot.
Get on the mic, please, Caroline. Get on the mic.
Screaming. See, I've already lost all of my...
She's doing a soliloquy off mic in the corner.
I've already lost all of my skills. It reminds me of... How do you pronounce the brand? It's like S-A-I-E or... It should have...
I don't know.
But they have like a very... It's like a little bit goes a long way, which it seems like is the case for this.
Mm-hmm.
And after your whole entire routine, I put like...
yes, a little.
A couple
on
of dabs. Yep. And it just looks like... Even though sometimes I go for a more matte look, finishing it off with a dewy product tricks people.
For me... So this... She called it a dry oil. And I was like, what's a dry oil? It literally dries away to nothing. It pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't create much of a dew. I just like it in my foundation. I feel like that the sparkles kind of give like a little bit of a blur.
Like a sheen.
Mm-hmm. And in photos, like I posted all those photos last weekend of when I went to Bill Maher with Ben. And people kept being like, what did you do to your face? Did you get Botox? I'm like, I haven't done anything to my face in a long time. I think just in photos, that makes it look really good.
Yeah. I really like it.
I like it.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it's fun. I feel like this summer, if I leave the house and go out and do things, I'm going to cover
my body
with it.
It's very sparkly, yeah.
Very sparkly.
So you put like a drop in with your foundation or do it over your foundation?
No, I do it in it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, or on the cheek a little at the end.
How much does this run you?
I should know that.
I want to guess.
Okay, guess and I'll look it up.
Either 28 or 36.
Okay, that's really interesting. Interesting two guesses.
Yeah. Or like 18. I think it's 28.
Definitely not 18.
Yeah, I think it's 28 or 36.
Her products are not, they're not inexpensive, but it's because everything is, wait, what did you guess again?
28 or 36.
It's 38. She has sales all the time, though. If that seems steep to you, she does have sales all the time.
It's always 26. I mean, 28, 36, 38. Yeah.
Well, you nailed it.
Well, based on how glowy my hand looks right now, and this is what, how many, like...
I mean, that would last you a year.
Yeah, yeah.
She does have sales, though. Her whole thing is it's all ethically made.
Yeah, it's nice.
Even the mica in there is lab-created mica, so, like, no children had to dig in mines and shit, which well, unfortunately happens. That. Right. So, you know, your money's going to a good place.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah. How about we do a couple stinkers?
Let's do a couple stinkers.
Okay. Are you sensitive to scent?
No, I'm not, but I know a lot of people are, so I should keep that in, keep that in mind.
There was an Ulta sale. Okay. We talked about the Sephora sale on this and on your show. Mm-hmm. I didn't participate, but I did participate in the Ulta sale that they had. It was sort of their spite sale that they do at the same time.
Yeah, the Sephora sale.
And they had 30% off all Milani. So I'm like, I'll just get a couple things. I saw this product, the Milani Make It Last Sunscreen Setting Spray. And I'm always looking for SPF. I'm so neurotic at this point. I'm like, I can't leave the house without it.
Yep.
Thick-ass layer. So I thought I'd try this. It fucking reeks. The scent is so disgusting. And it never goes away. I almost threw up. I was so dizzy from this shit. Just spray some of it in the air.
Well, I don't want to, like...
It's okay. I'll throw up
I'm
going to
turn... I'm turning the
spray
chair.
Spray it on my wall. I don't care. I don't live here. No. It's a rental.
Okay, it's so.
I told you.
It's so tonicky.
I told you.
It's so
disgusting, and it never dries down. Part of me was like, it'll go away in a few minutes. It was on my face for hours
this
and hours.
This is so
horrible.
Potent.
Horrible.
It smells like being mad at your mom that she's making you put sunscreen on. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It has that scent of like, fuck, like, no, I don't want to put on sunscreen.
Does it sunscreen to you? Because I smell fragrance, like shitty,
no, I smell
fragrance.
Like alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
it's
what I smell.
It's so bad.
It's very...
I'm going to return it.
You definitely should. It's very cleaning product-y.
Yes!
It just smells like Lysol.
It's disgusting.
I would not want to spray this on my face. Imagine having your
eye
open.
It never goes away.
No.
It never goes away. I was like, it'll dry down any second. For hours later, I was driving, like smelling it on my face. And I was like, I'm taking this back.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, it was horrendous.
I hate that.
Another thing I picked up at the sale, which isn't even in here. I don't even know where I have to find it because I want to return it. I really like Juvia's Place.
Mm-hmm.
They had 30% off. So I've been needing some lip liners. Now that we're wearing masks, less vaccinated inside with friends and things, not out and about, I still wear my mask.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to get some lip liners. They literally break off as soon as you open them. One of them was broken off inside.
No.
So now I know why they were on sale. They've probably gotten old or like they just weren't the best product. So nobody buy the Juvia's Place lip liners.
That
they were
sucks.
Really disappointing.
Yeah, that's
their palettes are beautiful. They have a new eye base everybody's talking about.
But we have palette fatigue and we're here for lip liners.
We have palette fatigue. I was here for a lip liner. Not honey. It
oh,
did
that's
not work.
Too bad. You know, I've never worn a lip liner in my life.
Really?
I just don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I sometimes draw very interesting shapes.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, that's not what a mouth looks like, but I roll with it.
How do you like? Do you put on lip liner first, then fill in with lipstick?
Yeah,
or,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to try it.
When Nicole Byer was on Nashville, her first appearance like 100 years ago at this point, she told me to do like a Betty Boop moment, meaning put a little bit of a heart in the middle of your mouth.
Right.
So overdraw your cupid bow and overdraw the middle of your lip. And
okay.
I did that and it was really helpful.
Okay.
As a starting point.
I feel like I would look too campy.
Yeah. I think you could rock it.
I think I could too, but as always, it's like sometimes when I go out without, like if I forget my like real glasses and I just have my sunglasses on and I'm like in a store and I take my glasses off, I assume everyone in the store is like, oh, she's not wearing her glasses. Like I feel like with lip liner, everyone who sees me like, she's never worn lip liner before. This is her first time. So I'm sure it would look fine, but I feel like getting used to it.
Yeah.
Like when you see yourself in the mirror and you're like, Right. Oh, it's me.
Well, see, I'm all about the big lip now.
I like that. I love a red lip. I just have never lined it.
Red lip liner is tricky.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it can look a little... Did that lady put that on while she was driving?
Yes.
You got to be really careful.
Yeah.
It's not as forgiving as like a nude.
Then what, you do a nude for like your lip tone?
A nude or a light brown or a pinky, but it's rough out there. I'm trying to find some good lip liners that are affordable, that are cruelty free. If anybody has favorites.
Shout them out.
Please shout them out. Okay. The last thing I'm going to show you.
Another dud?
No, those were my two duds.
Okay, those are your two duds. Okay.
So have you ever used Good Molecules?
No.
This brand came out of nowhere and I love them and I became an affiliate with them and they emailed me and they were like, hey, you're one of our top affiliates of Q1. And I was like, honey. So they said, pick 5 products and we'll send them to you.
Nice.
And I was like, okay.
So how nice is that?
I know. And look how cute the packaging is.
That is cute. It's like in this really cute little box.
Yeah. And affordable. Mm-hmm. Drugstore-ish price points.
Clean.
They put all their ingredient percentages on the side. So it's sort of like The Ordinary in that regard.
Yep, and cruelty-free.
Cruelty-free and vegan. And they have a bunch of cute stuff. I got this yerba mate. Is it yerba mate or yerba mate? You know that tea?
I think it's yerba mate.
Okay, I'm going to say yerba mate. You know what?
Or herba mate?
You know, whatever. Yerba mate.
We're really cultured.
We are. We've really done our research. Yerba mate wake up eye gel.
Ooh.
You know those little dew skin reusable eye gels?
Yeah.
I finally got them.
Yeah.
And I like them. At first, I didn't. I'm going to be honest. I just had Charlotte Palomino on. First, I was like, what have I done? Why did I spend $25 on these? But they really are great.
Yeah.
You just have to have a product underneath them that really works, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wanted to use some kind of eye gel with them.
Okay.
I just got this today. Or I opened it this morning and I used it. It fucking completely got rid of my under eye pop.
I mean, you look very like dewy and fresh. Are you wearing anything?
No, I just have on my sunscreen that I don't really like that much. That was the other one I was going to talk about.
Oh, great.
I spent $100 on a sunscreen.
No.
I know.
It was
on sale.
No. It was what sunscreen?
Color Science. It's the one that's, I think it's called Lighten Up. It's supposed to help with a discoloration. But it's, you put it on and it's like dark pink orange, like it's tinted and it's too deep skin tone for me.
Yeah,
I really think it might be too pinky for anyone. I spent $100
on
it.
Can you return it?
No, I don't want to. I've already used a bunch of it. It's fine. I've learned my lesson.
Oh my god,
I'm just gonna use it up. I believe in the product. Dr. Dre told me to buy it, not the Dr. Dre you're thinking.
I thought
the other
I assumed there was another one.
There's a Dr. Dre, D-R-A-Y, on Instagram, and she's a dermatologist, and she's incredible. And she uses it, and I believed her, but I don't know what. She didn't say that it was orange. I look like an Oompa fucking Loompa. For real. Oompa Loompa orange.
Really?
I'll go get it, and you can see. It's crazy. So anyway, this is the product we're talking about.
Okay.
The Good Molecules Yerba Mate Wake Up Eye Gel. I use it with my Dew Skin reusable patches. It completely, I woke up and I was like, oh, it must be Monday. It completely got rid of it.
Really?
I'm so shocked. Well,
nothing's happening on your face right now. I wish you did it in front of me so I could be like, oh my God, she looks horrible. And now she looks better.
But I'm telling you, I never got under eye bags until last year. It was probably when they first started showing up. Like, hi.
Yep.
Hi, mommy.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, this got rid of them.
Isn't it horrible how your body changes like in a day?
Yeah. It truly does.
Like I started getting like neck and cleavage lines like overnight.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
No, I think it really does.
It really
overnight.
Does. It just all of a sudden. And then all of a sudden Facebook will be like, oh, on this day 8 years ago, and it'll show you a picture of yourself. And you're like, I don't look that young anymore. You know?
Yeah, no.
Like I'm not 25.
Yeah, it does hit you. I also feel like I've gotten more DMs and texts from people that I aren't like super close friends that just want to ask my opinions about like where to get Botox in LA and things like that. And they're always like, this is what they always say. I feel like I've aged 10 years in a year.
Yeah, for sure.
We all
have.
Aren't feeling our best.
No.
And I always tell them like, I don't know where to tell you to go.
No.
I don't know.
I haven't gone the Botox route yet.
Yeah.
But, and I don't need fillers, but like I don't really have my issue is not so much lines on my face. It's lines.
The tech neck.
I would love
it.
The tech neck.
Yeah.
But can that do anything for me? Like, will Botox in my neck actually work?
I've seen some things on. I've seen some things. Like, they inject your neck with it. They do filler on neck. I don't know.
Everyone used to be obsessed with Kybella. And, like, I don't think that works.
Oh, right. I don't think it does either.
I think it's, like, a short-term solution.
Yes.
But not for the amount of money that you're paying. And then not for the amount of, like, tending to it. You have right. to do afterwards.
I think the key is sun protection.
Yes.
And I just saw, again, to bring up Charlotte Palomino again, she did a video about your neck today. She said, just bring down whatever you're using. You don't need to buy neck cream. Yeah. You don't need to buy neck products. Just bring That's down right. whatever you're
bring
using.
Bring down whatever you're
it
using.
It ain't that hard, huh?
But don't you put... Don't you have to bring up?
Yeah.
But bring down, in theory.
Yes.
Bring up that
Maybe
cream.
Let it drip and then...
And then bring it up.
Dripping up.
Do you have a favorite neck product?
No. Like Charlotte said, you should use whatever you're using on your damn face.
Okay.
I was using the Epicurin neck cream for a while, and I did really like it.
I'd use Murad, and I really like it.
Oh, I like Murad. Mm-hmm. I need to get more of their stuff.
Yeah. They're really good, but that's the thing is I haven't seen bags under my eyes yet, but I know one day I'm going to wake up and be like, I have bags under my eyes.
Yeah. Now.
And it's not going to be a slow.
A slow burn.
Burn. It's going to yeah. be like in one day.
Not a slow burn, but a fast bag.
A fast bag. Yeah.
I got a fast bag. Coming up on my under eye.
They're hanging eye, under my yeah. eyes. Yeah. You guys, should we do like a musical episode?
Yes.
Of
yes. What do you mean? We're not. Don't consult them.
I'm not. We're doing it. Yeah. Just so you know, I want to make you guys feel like you have a voice, but you don't. And we'll be doing a musical episode eventually.
What if we took turns performing cover songs for each
oh my
other,
gosh, I would
but we
love
don't
that.
Know what they are ahead
I would
of time?
Love that.
Okay. That's what we need
I
to
honestly
do.
Am dying. I cannot wait for karaoke.
Oh, yeah, because karaoke's filthy, like, using
karaoke's
microphones.
Gross. I don't know if we're ever going to be able to go back, but...
No, I think we could. I think...
BYO mic.
I think your own rooms.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody brings their own foam mic cover, you know? Or even their own mics. We have mics. We're in the business.
That's true. I would just put mine in my purse.
Yeah.
We and be like, mics. Don't worry. I got one. What's your go-to song?
Oh, gosh. They rotate. I'm trying to think of like...
I'm not trying to derail the conversation away from my bags, but now I'm just so excited
about
singing.
Stay by Lisa Loeb is a staple. So,
of course.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. And then sometimes I'm in the mood and I'll just randomly do like a crazy song. Like, I'm in love with a stripper. You don't know. Like,
oh, wow.
I'll just kind
you don't
of
know.
Decide. And
I
like,
love that.
I don't
I
even
that.
Really know that song that well. It's yeah, kind yeah, of yeah. just to throw it in.
That's fun. Sometimes I do Goodbye Earl.
By the, oh, yeah.
By the Chicks. It's like perfectly in my yes. range. I like to just roll that. Sometimes I'll do... Valerie.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'll do Rhiannon, depending on the mood.
Damn, look at you.
And sometimes if I'm feeling it and having a hard day and the room seems like they're interested, I would do Alone by Heart. But I love Ooh. To belt that
no,
out.
No, that is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
But it's so hard.
It's hard, but
Can
I don't
you
know.
Hit those notes? Because if you can, you need to
according,
sing that.
According to me, I can. But who knows what anyone else would
yeah.
say.
Wow.
I'm on vocal rest right now, unfortunately. I
oh,
can't.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yeah.
I totally would. I mean, it depends on what kind of key you start in.
You know what? Well, when you know how we were talking about on the last G Thanks Mini about the Glee covers?
Yeah, I'm Lea
One
Michelle.
Of the only Glee covers I like is Kristen Chenoweth's Alone.
Oh, yeah.
I literally used to listen to that in the car.
It's so good.
It's so good. I mean, Kristen Chenoweth is like I light my candle to her every
yeah,
night.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That's how high of a regard yeah. I hold her to. So
there are some really good 80s. Hairband ballads
yes.
that do really well. What are what's a song that you have done for karaoke and you've mentally been like, we're not going to do that again? Like, that didn't really work out.
I did Feels Like the First Time by Foreigner.
Okay.
And I really thought that might be good, but like nobody cared.
Mm.
I guess that's too deep of a cut of
it's,
Foreigner.
It's a deep cut, but I like it. Yeah, of course.
Because their big song is You're as Cold as Ice. You know, which I probably
yeah.
could have killed.
You could have killed that.
I don't know. I'm in mood sometimes.
I get very offended if like, I can't make karaoke fun. I get very serious.
Yeah. No, I do too. I feel like I get like competitive.
100% competitive. Yeah. I act as if people came and paid to see me.
But so you haven't done karaoke in LA?
No.
But
I haven't
done it in New York City.
In New York. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the same. Here, everyone's fucking amazing. Literally everyone here is like American Idol quality.
That's the thing is like, I don't want to do karaoke in LA because I preferred being good.
Yeah.
I'm not good in LA.
It's been a long time since I went. I'm trying to remember. I know specifically one time there's all these like really famous quote unquote places.
Sure.
Like celebrities get up drunk and shit.
Yeah.
I was at this one place. It was my friend's party. This woman gets up, a very unassuming lady. She gets up there and she does Maybe This Time by Cabaret. It's literally like Liza Minnelli is doing it. Like, and I literally am like losing it. No one cares. Everyone's just on their phone or drink. And I'm like, it's because we don't even care about talent anymore because everyone's fucking talented here.
Yeah.
Everyone's good. Everyone's a star. Everyone's trying to be an actor.
I thought you were about to go into that Tim Robinson bit where he's like, we're all just on our phones. you've
that
seen
is true.
I think you should leave.
Yeah.
No, I care so deeply about karaoke, my performance, other people's performances.
Yeah.
I do a lot. I've done, one time I tried to do 1, 2, 3 by Gloria Estefan and like it didn't, like that is such a good.
Gloria Estefan.
Me too.
I love Gloria Estefan.
So do I. Oh my God, we have to go back and do it. Like,
no, I'm
going to. Come on, baby, tell me, baby, do the conga.
When you and I do our episode.
100%.
Put on your cream. Okay, I'm stopping now because I don't want to give away too much, but we are going to work on, let's do it in like a month. Like, we'll give each other a month to prep.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to do like 2 or 3 each.
Okay.
And then afterwards we'll do commentary.
Okay.
Not the whole song.
Okay, yeah.
Song.
16 bars.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do just the chorus.
Like
you can
a little
do a
audition.
Verse and a chorus. Whatever.
Great.
But it'll be like, that officially the like G Thanks Dance Tribute mini.
Should we battle? Like, should we battle where it's like 3 songs, 3 different categories, and then you have to include, oh my God.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be so fun if we had a lyric? Like, okay, here's the lyric, and you have to work that into the song.
But who's going to be our ref? Should we have like Kate Spencer to come over or something?
We should have the audience judge.
We could have the honeys on Zoom.
I mean, yeah, we could do a big Zoom.
Yes,
a live karaoke show.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm agreeing to, but I like this idea.
No, this is happening. I need this. We need this.
I love the idea. Now we're just
spitballing.
I think we should both come with one super prepared.
Yes.
And then I think we should have a fishbowl of like,
oh,
I pick songs that I want to hear from you and you can pick them out of the bowl.
But we have to like, no covers. Covers are real, like authentic. Because I feel like we could get in trouble with like licensing if we just like sing. I don't know.
What's the difference?
Well, parody law. Parody law will keep you from getting.
Oh yeah. We can parody it. But we'll have a lyric in there.
Okay, because I'm not that great at writing them on the fly. I write my lyrics ahead of time.
Well, yeah, and I think we can get there. I love how Jackie thinks that someone's big bone to pick would be singing a cover song in like a podcast.
You know what? Nobody's come after me yet, knock on wood.
This might be the time.
This might be it.
But
now.
I love the idea of doing a little, yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Oh, I miss theater so much.
No, we're doing it.
I would kill to be in a
theater.
I'll
even put up a backdrop in this room.
I love that.
Or we can do it in the yard and have more space.
Have the neighbors come over.
I mean, there's honeys that live in LA. I'll have them come over.
Do it.
Shit, why not?
I love that. We'll have the dogs come.
The dogs will come. They can referee. And I feel this needs to be part of the Lenny Kravitz Dick Museum.
Like, oh, 100%.
Maybe there's a side room where you can battle each other doing parody songs or something.
What would be a good Lenny Kravitz karaoke cover?
Instead of American Woman, you could do American Honey. But I don't want to exclude all the funny honeys not in America.
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
That's a little ethnocentric.
Yes, which is not what we need right
what
now.
What else does Lenny Kravitz sing?
He sings...
I always forget.
Oh my God. Are you going to go my way?
Right. Yeah.
But what I really want to know is, are you going to cream your neck? There you go. There you go. Come on. What's his other song?
I have no idea.
Ben, what are some of Lenny Kravitz's songs? Fly.
Fly.
I want to get away. That works well.
That's
for
the
I
want
to cream my neck.
I don't want to cream my neck. Yeah. Oh, you guys are going to be in hell. This will be a form of torture. This is going to be written in some sort of like abuse psychiatry book updated after we make you listen to us sing.
No, it's going to be like we can log into our little account on Acast and see our downloads. And there's going to be this extreme drop off. It's going to be like as soon as we start singing, all the people will stop listening.
And all the reviews come in. Like, we've called the cops.
Yes. I can't wait.
But
we're doing
it will not deter us. We're doing it.
No, we're doing
it.
Oh,
I can't wait.
This is our show, damn it. We're solo hosts. We can do whatever we want.
What's the saddest ballad you think you could cover in your range?
Oh, God.
Because one should be like peppy.
Okay. You know Brick?
Oh, yeah. Ben Folds.
That's a fucked up song.
That's a fucked up song. It's about abortion.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to give it away. Fuck. That would have been good.
I think, no, it's fine. We can do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think we'll probably just stop recording and start rehearsing.
I guess so. We should go. It's been 33 minutes.
All right, you guys, we got to go. We have songs to sing. We have stuff to do. We'll see you next time.
We have things to plan. We'll see y'all on Natribute this week. We'll see you on G-Thanks this week. We'll see you on G-Thanks next week for our mini that we're probably going to do in person.
In person and only singing.
Yes, but the singing will come soon.
It's happening.
If you're excited about it, let us know, please.
If you're not, don't.
If you're not, just don't say anything, okay? What's the golden rule? If you can't say something nice,
yeah, don't say anything at all. Subscribe. Go find another podcast.
Yeah, there's plenty of others out there, sweetie. You know what I've noticed lately? Every podcast I listen to is just ads for other podcasts.
100%.
And I'm just like, do you want me to listen to this?
No.
Or do you want me to tune out?
I know. Meanwhile, half the time you'll hear me doing ads for other podcasts.
Same.
It's just a nice way to support each other. But yeah, it's a little oversaturated.
You know what? We're making our way downtown.
Yeah. Walking fast. I haven't done that screaming one on Natribute. You really should.
I should, yeah. Well, because you know I'd try a thousand creams if I could just
cream my.
I was thinking, if I could just Natribute. I know it doesn't necessarily make sense.
No, 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 no.
Okay, we've given
it away too much. We gotta go. It's too much. It's too much. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.